Zok the Gemara, Daf Heo Med Beis, the first wide line, on the bottom, towards the bottom of the Omed, by the two dots. Omar Mar, Yochol Yatmin V'Kal Pigdoinis Min Anochim, you might think they allowed to be Mekabel Pigdoinis, from a Goy, meaning Chometz and Pesach, Tamad Loimar, Lo Yimotze. It can't be found by you, even if it's not yours. We learned earlier, there's a special miut shelcho, that mashma only shelcho you can't, but shel acherim, meaning shel goyim or shel gavoya, you're allowed to have. There's no issa. So gemara loy kasha, depends. It's not a stira. Hod the kabbalah l'achrayis, hod lo kabbalah l'achrayis. If there's a kabbalah l'achrayis, so then it's, you're not allowed to be mekabel pigdoinis ben anochim. That's with kabbalah l'achrayis. Responsibility becomes yours. Masha enke, when it's loy kabbalah l'achrayis, then shelcho at the roya, just like Rava told Bnei Mechuza, get rid of the chometz that you have stored by you from the soldiers, from your home. If it's stolen, or if it's lost, if it's negnav and nevad, it's your responsibility. Since you're mechuyev to pay, if it's stolen or lost, so it's like yours today, and memela, get rid of it today. And that is taka osur. So we see, kabbalah zachrayis makes it yours. And that's the difference. Stam shalacherim ateroya, but if it's kabbalah zachrayis, then it's osur. Now we show you a medayik from this Gemara, it says, dilu migna vilu misbit, meaning gneva aveda, is a kabbalah zachrayis that's mechayev you. Zok the Rosh, b'shem deri, that we see dafka gneva v'aveda, meaning kabbalah zachrayis of gneva v'aveda, like a shem esocha. Mashein kabbalah zachrayis of a shem chinam, which is only b'pshiyu, which is potah gneva v'aveda, that type of kabbalah zachrayis would not be enough to mechayev you. Then he brings other rishonim, b'shem de behag, zok the Rosh, that he says that no, that not just kabbalah zachrayis of gneva v'aveda, even if it's like a shemichinim, which is potang neva veda, that's also a kabbalah zachrayis. The fact that it's chayv on pshia. The reason to be choylik on this, the other side is, Rishonim explain, is because the fact that you chayv on pshia, that's not mehilchas shomim. That's mehilchas mazik. That's not mehilchas shomim. We don't see kabbalah zachrayis in the fact that you chayv on pshia. Now, in the etzim din of chomet shel nochim, that you mekabel achrayis and you tak a chayv on, so there's the achronim the discussion, the shagazai and the beis meyer. Is it shaykh bittel on that chometz or not? The yid that's responsible for that chometz, is it shaykh mevatel the chometz or not? So the shagazaye that even though it's a kabbalah zachrayis, but it doesn't help a bittel on that. It's not, the gufa chometz is not yours to be mevatel. So merely you can't be mevatel. You have to get rid of it. Bittel won't help. Mashenka the Beis Meir says that no, you can be mevatel the schus that you have. And it would help a bittel even on chometz shel akum that you mekabel achrayis, you be mevatel the schus that you have in the chometz, and that shaykh a bittel on that part. Zok the Gemara weiter. Henich leman doma dova ha-goyim lemomen komomen domi. This is good according to my number that says that dova ha-goyim lemomen, the fact that there's a monetary obligation is like momen itself. So male over here, it's considered like you have a momen in this achavitz over here. Because it's goyim lemomen, you have to pay if it's nignav and nevat, so it's komomen domi. So male you chayiv on it and get rid of it. El leman doma laf komomen domi. The man doma that says goyim lemomen is not momen itself. It's only goyim lemomen. So Michael Mamer, so why would you have to get rid of it? So Gemara shiny ho. So we learn out from lo yimotze that it can be motze by you in any oifen, even if goyim lemom and laf kamom and domi. But lemaisa it's motze yetzecha. So mele because of the kabbalah zachrayis, even if goyim lemom and laf kamom and domi, it will be enough a reason that you have to get rid of it. Zokmo ikadami. Another pshat is henich leman de omar. The man that says lav kamam and domi, zok demol davov and aleph, hainu de itzich loyimotze. So you need loyimotze because usually dova gom lemomen is lav kamam. You need loyimotze to tell me that you chayiv. El leman de omar kamam and domi. If it's beetsim dova gom lemomen is kamam, so loyimotze lomli. Why need loyimotze to tell me this? It's beetsim chayiv as gom lemomen. So the Gemara says no. Even if you usually hold dova gom lemomen kamam and domi, you still need loyimotze. Since at the end of the day, if the guy wants to take it back as is, it's hode be'ena, he can take it back as is. So mele, it's not be'etzim mine yet. That no, lo yemotze is telling me that even though it's hode be'ena, it's ready be'shuse, meaning you with the be'etzim, the din of goyim lemomen is kamomen domi. But dova goyim lemomen only kicks in when it's not be'en. You're right, dova goyim lemomen kamomen domi. You still need lo yemotze. Because when is dova goyim lemomen kamomen? When is it your moment? when it's not be'en. But since over here it's isa be'ena, it goes back. You can have dover gerem lemomen, but it's not yet gerem lemomen because it's still be'en. So you need to come unto lo yimotze to tell me that even though it's hoda be'ena, it's considered that you're the bailam on it because of the dover gerem lemomen kamomen. Meaning, you say dover gerem lemomen even by be'en. You would say that when does dover gerem lemomen kick in? Only when it's not here anymore, when it's not in around, when it's not be'en, then dover gerem lemomen kicks in. Komash v'lon de lo yimotze, that you say dover gerem lemomen even when it's still be'en. And it's Isa Be'ena and it's Hod L'Morei. But the Lo Yimotze is Megalad that Dova Gerem L'Momen is Chayev even when it's still Be'en. Now there's a question in Dachroinim if this Kumash Malon is that you say Dova Gerem L'Momen Kumomen Domi even when it's Be'en, or Pshad is it's Bazunda only over here by Chometz. Meaning by Chometz we say this din that Dova Gerem L'Momen Kumomen Domi even when it's Be'en. But doesn't mean Ba'alma you say that. Ayin Diktsois HaChoshen in Simen Shimpei Vov. Zog Digum Aroboi Minei Rova. We just finished saying the sugya of gerem lemomen, so bailus or kabbalah sachrayis is considered a momen. So what about behemas anuna? The halacha is that you give meiser, you give a bechor is given to the kohen only when it's behemas yisrael. The pasuk says kili kol bechor be yisrael. But nashenke when it's a yad nochi beemtza, if there's a shutruf to the goy, then it's a ptur from bechor. So let's say you owe money, taxes, you have to pay monetary payment to the government for the behemoth that you have. So this anuna gufa, because of the behemoth, does that make it a yad nochim be'emtza and it'll be pot from b'chayra? And that the Gemara has a question. Boy minei mirova, behemoth anuna, if you have a behemoth that's chayvin da anuna, they take every 10 animals or they take money for the animals, chayevs b'chayra. Or ain't a chayv b'chayr? Is that still chayv b'chayr or not? Is that called yad nochem be'emtza? Is that called like a shutvas in the animal that's part of a b'chayr? So Gemara says depends. Kol hechad the motzim misalik lebezuzei. If you pay them off with actual money, you can get rid of this tax by money and not with the animal itself. So loikam ebayle the chayv. Of course you chayv in b'chayr, but that's not called yad nochem be'emtza. That's not called a shutvas in the animal. Kiko ebayle. The question only starts hechad the motzim misalik lebezuzei. You can't pay them off with money. You have to give an animal itself. So since they have a bailus in the animal, so now there's a ptur b'chayr maybe because in the flock they have a chelik in the animals. So Mela, there's not going to be a din of Bukhar because they have a certain amount of animals that they take for every amount of animals that you have. So they have a shutvas in all your animals. So Mela, it would, even if they take one, but the fact that they have that amount, so they have a bailus to take one. That's like a shutvas. So Mela, there will be pot from Bukhar. That's the Gemara's question, where you can't be misalik bezuza. So the Gemara says, Omaluhu ptura. Ein chenami, if you can't misalik bezuza, it's called yad nochi be'emtza, it's like a shutvis, and you put from bechayra. Frag the more about tanya chayev, as we know clearly, it says in the Brisa yechayev. So the more, that's talking about a case where you can pay them off. Hosan, motzi misalik lei, you're talking about you can misalik bezuza. Ikadami, the other lishna says, Omar over behemoth anunas ptugam na bechayra. Behemoth anunas taka potam na bechayra. And what's that referring to? That you put from bechayra, not just when they take the actual animal. Even if you can misalik bezuze, that's enough of a bailus that it's considered that they have a chelik in the animal itself, because they take, even if you misalik bezuze, they take money, but that's called a shutvas, and there's a yad nochi be'emtza, so it's chisaron of kili called b'chor b'yisol, and you take a pot from b'chorah. It's interesting to note that be'etzim, in Eretz Yisrael, over 100 years ago, they made a takana, Reb Shpesach, that you have farmers that have animal, behemoth teiris, so does it, Issa Giziv Avoida. So how could they ever have a behemoth Torah with the Bechor? There would be an Issa Giziv Avoida if there's no shutvas with the Goyim. It's regularly Yidden that had farms when they started farming. So Shpesach made a takona, and until today it's implemented that officially the Arabs have a chelik of the animals in all the farmland in Eretz Yisrael. There's some type of shutvas that they have in the animals like this. It's matzel, those that are not going to be shoima on the Issa Bechor. Because it's today, it's also because of avoda. Yirat sheistoyv, you have to wait till it gets mum. You can't work with it at all. So mele it will be matzel that it shouldn't be a problem of behemas yisrael. He made it a behemas of shutfus. Zok di gemara isas anuna. Another case. We're talking about the etzim flour that you have to give challah. By challah, the same din. The pasuk says, Reishis arisoy seichem. Arisoy seichem, meaning you only chayv in challah when it's your arisa. Mashenke, when it's a shutus with a goy, it's rison and reishis arisoy seichem, and it's potvim challah. Zok di gemara, isas anuna chayevs bechallah. If there's an anuna on the isa, that means even though you have to pay, or even if you have to give the etzim challah,
So the Gemara, va'afkav lamotzi misalik la'im nivikam misalik bezud, you have to give the etzim challah, you still yichayv in challah. Aye, if you have to give the etzim flour to the goyim, why is that not a shutfas? The chayra, it should be potter. Why yichayv? So the Gemara, my time, behemi isle kola, isles le kola. Here is a drabon and the kedin amaris ayin. People don't know there's a shutfas in the goyim, even if you give the challah itself, the flour itself. But people don't know, les le kola. So mele yimachuyev to give challah. Mashenga by behemi, the isle kola, ever knows he's a shutf. There's a koil as soon as he's a shutf, they know about it. So mele, if he's a shutf taka, they know you're potter, and you don't have to give bechora, and that's the difference. Here there's a maris ayin of because les le kola, so they don't know there's a goy shutf, so yimachuyev to give, even if loy motzi, misalak lebezuze. You don't have to give the flour itself. Mashenga Behema, it's isle kola, so you take a potter. Depends on the two lishnas that the Gemara just had. The first lishna says that when you can be misalik bezuza, then avadi yechayev. The question only starts when you cannot be misalik bezuza, and you have to give the animal itself. And on that, the Gemara says you take a potter because that's called the shutfus. And the Brisa that says chayevis is talking about that you misalik bezuza, and the ikadami lins vakert that behemas anuna is potter from bechayra, even if you can give money. Because even by giving money, that's called enough of a shutfus. Mashenka by Issa Nuna, we say Yechayev, even if you have to give the flower itself, because less they call her. Zog the Gemara Tana Rabbanon. Nochi shenichnas lechatzera shel Yisrael, lo b'tzeka biyodo, if a goy enters your rishus, and he's holding the chometz. So that's not my responsibility. He's allowed to have his chometz, not my chometz. Ein ezok levai, you don't have to get rid of it. If kido yetzloi, Mashenka, if he tells you to watch it on his behalf, you're shoyim pikodin, so then zok levai, then you have to get rid of it, because then it's achiyus on alecho. However, Zok the Brayis Avayta, Yichid loy bias. If you stand, tell him, here's your premise, you stay in this area, this is for you. But I'm not watching it for you, this is for you. Yichid loy bias. So then it's his, Ein Zok Elevar, then you don't have to get rid of it. Shenemar, Shteden Posik, loy Yimotze. Now the Gemara right away asks, loy Yimotze is mashma that you are chayiv. Loy Yimotze, you're not allowed to. And here we're saying, Yichid loy bias, it's Ein Zok Elevar. You can have him stay and keep it in his area that's designated for him. Zok Mo, Mike Omar. L'choy, we're just saying that Yichel Abayis, you're not Zok Levar, and then it says Lo Yimotze is mashma, Yichayev. Zok Mo, Omer HaPopa, Areisha Koyi, the Lo Yimotze is going back on the Reisha that says, that if Kidoy Etzloy, if he's responsible, then it's Chayev Levar, that's because of Lo Yimotze. Zok Mo, Omer HaPopa, Areisha Koyi, Vochi Koma, if Kidoy Etzloy, if you attack a Mekabla Chrayas, then Zok Levar, why? Shenema Lo Yimotze, it can't be found by you, even if it's not owned by you, but the Kabbalah Chrayas is enough considered Lo Yimotze. That's one teretz. Rav Ashi Omer Lo Yilam HaSefer, it's going on the Sefer. The Sefer says, Yichel Lo Yibayis, Ein Zok Levayir. So what's Lo Yimotze? We're saying, Ein Zok Levayis. What is Lo Yimotze telling me? So, Gmav Hochi Komar, Yichel Lo Yibayis, Ein Zok Levayir. Why? Shenema Lo Yimotze Bebotechem. We're looking at this, at the next word in the Pasuk. Lo Yimotze Bebotechem. Since it's not your bias, it's his bias. Yichel Lo Yibayis is like his own bias. So, Mela, it's not going to be Chaya because Lo Yimotze Bebotechem Ksiv, Vahalav Didehu. The nochi kikayel le miayel le base of the nafshikomayel is like he's entering in his own bias. So that's the reason why you're potter by yichel bias is because lo yimotze bebotechem. It's not botechem. This is a little similar to the gemara we had before. Nafhem with base, the gemara said lo yimotze lecho. Even though it don't say lecho by lo yimotze, but there's an extra lecho. So he says it's as if it's written by lo yimotze lecho. And over there we said that by nochi. Minayin that it's also muti, even in such a case where it's shori b'chotzer, tamalom lo yimotze. I lo yimotze is mashma yisura. So the Gemara says no. It's as if it says lechot reizimne. It's as if it's written lechot by lo yimotze. So it's not lechonic, even though he's shori imcha b'chotzer, but it's not lechot. So that's why lo yimotze lechot is being memaited, just like what we were saying lo yimotze bebatechen memaited from a yichel abayis. So to its lo yimotze lechot is this mayit from the fact that it's shori imcha b'chotzer. It's still not lechonic. Zok the Gemara lememr de schiris kanya. You're saying that if he has his own yichel bayis, you're not zok levayir. That's mashma. That schiris is koina. It's his now, and it's his own area because he's koina al yeschiris. Vatanan, we learned clearly in the Mishnah in Avodah Zarah. Af mokim she'omru lahaskir. Even in a place that you're allowed to be maskir a bayis to a goy in Eretz Yisrael, loy leveis dir omru. We didn't allow you to rent out for actual living quarters. Because they bring Avodah Zarah into the homes. Now, if Schiris is koina, what's a negate to me? Schiris is koina, Avodah Zarah is brought into his home, not into my home.
Now, the Gemara is saying that if Schiris is Kanya, it doesn't bother me that he's bringing Avodah Zarah into his home. If it's your home, it's a problem. Into his home, it's not a problem. This is not like the Gemara in Avodah Zarah that says that Daf Beis and Daf Vav, that is Issa Lifnei Iver. That's when you're actually giving him an animal. You're selling him an animal, and you know he's going to use it for Avodah Zarah. Then it's a din lifnei iver, we say, for Avodah Zarah, for a goy too. Lifnei iver on a goy, that he's going to be over Avodah Zarah. But to rent a home, that's too far removed to be called lifnei iver, because he's going to be ma'ayel Avodah Zarah. When you're giving in the etzel animal, the stak lifnei iver by a goy, the Gemara says, Avodah Zarah davov. Masha'en kein over here, you're just giving him a living quarters. The fact that he's ma'ayel Avodah Zarah, that's not called that you're even lifnei iver, that he's over Avodah Zarah. You're giving him a house that's too far removed. It's not the animal itself. When you're giving him directly selling an animal, that the Gemara calls lifnei iver. But upon him, we see clearly in that Gemara that schiras is like kanya. Because if schiras is kanya, what's the difference that is machlas of arizor? It's lebeis and afshakom ayil. On that the Gemara says shiny hocha the afker achmana berloshen lo yimotze. That means even if la'olam is saying schiras is loy kanya, schiras la'olam is loy kanya, and that's why. Daka, the Gemara over there says they're not allowed to be rent them a house in Eitzol Ledira because he's machlas of Avodah Zarah. It's considered your home. It's not the base of the nafsha. Schiris is loikanya. So if schiris is loikanya, so why by yichla bayis is a mutter? L'chor it's beisoy. It's mashma that it's mutter, but l'chor it's schiris loikanya. So why is it mutter? Yichla bayis it should be right to us. It's your home. If schiris is loikanya. So Gemara says to be my potter, the afkechmona beloshen lohim motze, mishem motze biyotcha, yotze zeshen motze biyotcha. This is not called motze biyotcha. Lohim motze, we learn many things from lohim motze. We learn lohim motze, it has to be motze biyotcha, and yichud lebayis is not motze biyotcha. So merely we attack a potter. Zogt Gemara weiter om Rav Yudom Rav, hamoitze chomitz bebeisa biyomtev. If someone finds chomitz in his house on yomtev, koi for love is a kli, you take your utensil and you cover it. Until when? Until chalamoy, then you can burn it. You can kind of it's a sreifa. Masha enkein during yontiv it's also betiltil. You're not allowed to move the chometz. Zok Rashi koyfel of kli the holy chazal tiltule. You're not allowed to move the mukta, the chometz itself, and you can't take it out in yontiv. Umiu bebayiro loy obi not oven bayiro the raisa do batle beliboy. You read mevatel beliboy from etmol b'shas bedika. Can I'm rinle kamon abayrik tzach shevatel beliboy? So there's no problem of being oven bayiro because you're mevatel beliboy. I've added for the raisa it would be doicha the isad mukta. But since you're not oven the raisa anyways, so now there's only chash of what Zok Rashi elam mishum shalei yishkach v'yochaleno. You might forget that it's Pesach and you come to eat it, you see it. So tzach kvias kli, that's the covering of the kli accomplishes. The covering of the kli accomplishes shalei yovel yochaleno. The Tosfos has a kash on the bottom. L'chayre shteitin gemar on Shabbos. Ein kli nittel ala dova nittel. How could you take a kli in order to cover the chometz? The kli itself is ein kli nittel ala dova nittel. Tosfos gives two terutim. One teretz he says ikelu ukme betzochlim koymoi. I'm moving the kli anyway. It's called tzochlim koymoi. I need the place where the kli is on. So merely you're allowed to move it. Once you move it, you koyfer the kli. Inami another teretz hachashori mishum dilma osele mechle. There's a chashash of achila. So merely we override the rabbonon. The rabbonon of ein kli nittel ala dova nittel is a chashash of osele mechle. So merely you're allowed to move it even though ein kli nittel. So that's the guy finding chometz in yontiv, you koy for kli. Omar Rove, im shel hekdeshu, if let's say the chometz is hekdesh, ain't it tzarich enough to cover it at all. Why? Talking about my timer, we have the b'dila minei, a person's bottle. Shel hekdesh, it's ain't at a roye. There's no problem by Yiroh. And there's no chash of coming to eat it because you bottle. You always bottle. You bottle the whole year. Chometz, you're not bottled the whole year. You eat bread. So maybe you need a special hekdesh of a kfiyas kli. They won't come to eat it. Masheng a hekdesh you always stay away from. So you move the bottle. You don't have to be koy for kli. Zogt ma'avom rav yudom rav chemtza shanochi. If let's say you have chometz of a goy that you are not a kabbal achrayis, but there's still a chash that what? That you might come to eat it. So what do? You can't just be koy for kli. Because koy for kli is not going to solve the problem for 7 days. Kli can only help for 1 day. A kli ultimately gets moved. A kli is something that's metaltal, that's moved away and utilized. So when it's only for 1 day, you can utilize a kli. Because the next day you can burn it. The chalamoit. Mashengen chemtze shenochi, you can't just burn. You can't burn a guy's chometz. It's not your chometz. You're not responsible for it. So you're not chayiv, but you can't just burn it. So chemtze shenochi, there's no eitz of kriyas kli. Kriyas kli is not going to do the job because you'll remove the kli ultimately on chalamoid. So what do? Chemtze shenochi, oisel mechitz asor tvachim. You make a mechitz of asor tvachim mishum hacker. So Rashi bar bosar. We dafka make the mechitz before yontif. We talk about chemtze shenochi that's by you by yichel bayis where it's muta, but bar bosar you make the mechitz. Seems to imply the analim build the mechitz on yontif itself. Why? because I see it's mechitza on Yontif. Even though over here it's not a horizontal mechitza, it's a vertical mechitza, and Shitas Rashi in Sukkah is that only if it's a gag it's called the Shem Mechitza. Here he says Bedafka Barbosa, even though it's an Asiyas Mechitza, which is a straight mechitza. Vertical, not horizontal, still you have to make a dafka barbosa. Mishum hecker. What's the hecker? Shalishkach viyachleno. Veloy sagle be kviyas klizok rashi. Here you can't just put a utensil over it because it has to stay for 7 days called shiva. Shakli nitel tzerich. The kli is ultimately going to be moved. So by the, since it's going to be moved, so you have to have it covered. So you need a mechitza. And the kli is not going to do it. Mashenke by chemtza shay yisrael, stamazoi, when you find chomets in your rishos, over there you can be koyfer kli because even if it gets moved, the next day you can burn it. But chemtza shal akim, you can't burn it.
Like we said, motzi yom tov first days, you can be mevarid.
So again, zok di gemara, va'om rabbi d'marav, chemtza shal nochi oisla mechitza asorot tvochim, mishum heker. V'im shal hekdish, if let's say it's hekdish, ain't it tzorich, you don't have to have a mechitza. The same reason, like we said before, my timer, mivdal b'dila in sheminehi. Va'om rabbi d'marav, v'mfarash v'yoytze b'shiyora, if someone leaves, and he's leaving minei aboshali yamzak drashi. He's leaving b'shiyora to a far distant place. So if it's koydim shloshim yoyim, if it's 30 days before the Pesach, before Purim, that means ein zokel avayer. He doesn't have to make a bedika when he leaves so much before. There's no chayvus bedika yet. Toich shloshim yoyim. It does mechus achag. So it starts a chayvus bedika. So zokel avayer, you have to make a bedika. Omer Abaye, this din is hold on. Amre toich shloshim yoyim zokel avayer lo imorna l'shadai to lachzar. That's only when you intended to come back for Pesach. So then toich shloshim you have to make a avayer. If you're not died to lachzer, ain't zok levar. There's no reason to make a bedika because you're not going to be in here for Pesach. On that, Rava says, "Omale Rava, if died to lachzer, then it's not totally in lamed. We died to lachzer afilim Rosh Hashanah nami. If you're in a home Rosh Hashanah time, Sukkot time, Chanukah time, and you're planning to come back Pesach in the middle of Chol Moed, so of course you have to make a bedika now Chanukah because you're not going to be able to make a bedika later. You're going to be even bali roy as soon as you come back." Zok Rashi. Afil Rashana, the Chihoda baby made Pesach when you're going to come back on Pesach, ultimately, overalay. Vaishaita labishusa yidilabatle. And you can't be mevatel then it's too late to mevatel. You can't be mevatel when it's ain't a bishusa anymore on Pesach. Shri Isra no, ve'ena shaloi. It's also cause of bishusa, but the ma'is is ain't a shaloi. You can't be mevatel. So you have to make a bedika if you're ultimately going to come back, even if you're here now before Lamed Yoim. Ukshareu overalay, you're over right away. So Zogt Rava, Omale Rava, we died to lachse if you intended to come back. Safil Rashanami. Even for Rosh Hashanah, you have to be make a bdika. Elam Arava itaka, he differentiates between Dait Alachs and not. Hod Amud Kodim Shloshim Yom Ein Zok Levar. That which we said you don't have to mevar before Lamed Yom is Laimon Alasha Ein Dait Alachs. We don't have Dait Alachs. So then before Lamed Yom, it's before Lamed. And it's Ein Dait Alachs. You don't have to do anything. Aval Dait Alachs, but if it's Dait Alachs, then Afilim Rosh Hashanah Zok Levar, itaka Zok Levar, even from Rosh Hashanah. If it's Dait Alachs, doesn't make a difference before Lamed. And Betoich Lamed Yom, so then you have to make a bedika because it's a chayvus bedika that's on you, even if you're not going to be there. Zok the Gemara v'oz the Rava l'tamei. This Rava l'shitosoi. The Omer Rava ha'oisa beisa oitza. If you make your house into an oitza, Zok Rashi, that you shichnis shom tvuah v'tachtel chometz. Yeah, the chometz is covered up with an oitza with a warehouse with all types of tvuah on top of it, and below that it's considered that you have the chometz, but it's considered like a nofel alem apoilus. It's like mavur. So now it's considered mavur. There's nothing to do. Ha'oisa beisa oitza. So koydim shloishim yoyim ein zok levar, because this is a be'etzim oifen of beer. It's a ma'isa covered up. So koydim shloishim yoyim ein zok levar. Ha'oisa beisa oitza koydim shloishim yoyim ein zok levar. Toich shloishim yoyim. But if it's betoich shloishim, this is not the lechatchila take away of doing a ma'isa beer. You're supposed to get rid of it, not just cover it up. So toich shloishim yoyim, zok levar, zok drashi, the lechatchila loy zehu biyugoy. So toich lamed yim mechuyiv to mevay, make a bdika and get rid of it. Zok the gemara, v'koydim shloishim nami lo yamogin lo she'en da'at lefanoisai. Koydim shloishim, they don't have to do anything, is only when ain't da'at lefanoisai, your intent is not to remove the tvua that's on top of the chometz right now, that's a mapoilus on top of it. It's not, my intent is not to remove it, so then you can be soimich on the fact that it's a mapoilus because the tvua is on top of it. But koydim shloishim lo yamogin lo she'en da'at lefanoisai. Aval da'at lefanoisai, if your intent is to remove it, then afilu koydim shloishim yoyim nami zok levar. So the same aside, if it's just like we said, that if you intended to come back during Pesach, then even Rosh Hashanah Tzach Levayr. The same thing over here. If you intended to remove the Oitzah, then even Koidim Lamed Yis Tzach Levayr. So that's what the Gemara says, that Rav is Lishitosai. We'll stop over here at the bottom of the Omid. Hani Shloishim Yoyim Ma'ivitayu. What's the Cheshman of Lamed Yoyim Dafka?